Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Thursday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're in the book of 2 Samuel, chapter number 18, and it's verse 33 that we take our thought from, where King David cried at the death of his son, "Oh, my son Absalom, my son Absalom, would God I had died for thee." And we've been looking at the thought, living a life of regret. Of course, the Bible says that David was a man after God's own heart. But you know, to whom much is given, much is also required. And the problem is, David knew better. He had communed with the Lord as from a young man forward, and he had been blessed greatly of the Lord and seen God's intervening hand time and time again. And yet David, in spite of the many wives and concubines that he had, one night decided to take the wife of another man and commit adultery with her. Her name was Bathsheba. And the sin was seemingly kept under under wraps. No one found out about it. He sent for her husband to come home from the front line and to cover his sin. But rather than be comforted with his wife, Uriah had so much character that he spent the night rather down at the garrison rather than to go home and enjoy the pleasures of his family. And as a result of that, David found out that he didn't go home, and so he sent, in his own hand, he sent orders back to the front to have Uriah killed in the heat of battle. Well, David takes the widow, takes her to wife. She begins suddenly to be expecting, and nothing is thought any more about it until one day Nathan the prophet walked in, and he told a story about how that a man had a great flock, and yet his neighbor only had a single lamb that was like a daughter to him. And when a stranger came, when a friend came from a distance, that the guy that had the many came and got the man who only had the one, got his lamb and slay it and served it to his friend, to the wayfaring man. And of course that made David mad. And David said that the man shall restore the lamb fourfold. And it was then that Nathan turned to David and said, "Thou art the man." We've been looking at this life of the regret, and we've been looking at David's own fulfillment. You see, the sword was not depart from David's house. It started with the death of Bathsheba's baby, and that child died. And then the murder of Amnon, a son by a different wife of David. He was killed by his half-brother. And then that half-brother was killed, Absalom, after having taken the kingdom away from David. And then today we see in 1 Kings chapter number 2, this even happened after David had died. Solomon had been anointed king, and yet Adonijah had tried to usurp the king and had tried to take away the throne from his half-brother, Solomon. And so the scripture says in 1 Kings 2, verse 24, "Now therefore as the Lord liveth, which hath established me and set me on the throne of David my father, and who hath made me an house, as he promised, Adonijah shall be put to death this day." And the Bible says, "And King Solomon sent by the hand of Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, and he fell upon him that he died." Well, this is son number 4 that has died. I mean, it continues. The sword does not depart, and the scripture is fulfilled just like Nathan said it would, because of this sin that David tried to conceal and tried to cover up. Can you imagine the life of regret that David lived? And then, of course, how that even followed after his death. My friend, I say to you again, that a few moments of pleasure is certainly not worth a lifetime of regret and suffering the vengeance and wrath of God because of wickedness in our lives. Our Father, we pray that you'd help us to take the truths of the Word of God and apply these principles to our hearts. And Lord, help us, I pray, to hide your Word in our heart. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.